Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Simply IV Show with me and the crew. That's right, you're talking to yours truly, Kimberly Arrington, also known as Inspirational Beauty, and I'm so excited to bring you the first show of the year right here on the I Am Me Radio Network. That's right, guys, we've been on hiatus for a little break because we want to bring you new segments, new topics, a brand new show. So get ready, because it's not just me, it's my whole crew. And without going too far into telling you what's going to happen, we just going to get into the show. So we'll be back in just a moment right here on Simply IV 2.0. We'll see you in a minute, everybody. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Simply IV once again. Welcome to Simply IV, what I like to call 2.0. Can you all believe that it's February, but it's our very first show? Well, if you have been following us for any amount of time, you know that we went on hiatus for 2 months. And you guys, it was well worth it. In case you all haven't heard our last show of 2017, where we partied and even Mama Arrington came by and tried to hijack my show. Can y'all believe? Well, we told her that the show is going to be on tomorrow night, so she won't be in the studio with us tonight. But anyway, you guys go back when you get a chance and hear our celebration that we had on our very last show of 2017. And you can do that by going to blogtalkradio.com/IAMRadio. Wow, we are back and we are better and we are stronger because, y'all, we're coming with some new topics, new segments, and a brand new show. New format, new productions. We got new money. That's right, y'all. This is Simply IV, also known as Inspirational Beauty, and I'm having a good time. Because tonight, we're going to bring you something a little bit different, a little bit sexy, a little bit sassy. We're going to bring y'all a lot of better stuff, too. But without further ado, what we're going to do is, y'all know I hang with my crew. Should I bring out my crew? Let's see. I think maybe we should bring some. Oh, wow. Somebody's at the door already? Wow. Okay. Hold on, everybody. I'm coming. Once again, everybody, let everybody know that we're on by going to your social media. Go to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all that other stuff out there that I'm not familiar with. Bebo, all that stuff. Let them know that we're on by going to blogtalkradio.com/IAMMeRadio. And I better answer this door before I get in trouble. Let's see who we have at the door. Lord, it looks like Click 32. Click 32, is that you? Come on in, girl. I think it's Click 32.
Hey, what's happening?
Click 32, welcome to Simply IV 2.0, 2018. How
Thank
you doing,
you.
Ma'am?
Thank you. It feels good to be back.
Man, oh, man. Let's do this. Let's welcome everybody back. I've already done that, but I want to give you a chance to Click 32 because you have something really special that you're going to share with everybody tonight. You have a new segment that I'm very excited about. But before we really start introducing this new segment, I want you to go ahead and welcome the crew, the casting crew, as well as the audience in your own special way. Because I know Click 32 got her own way of welcoming y'all. Come on, Click, what you got?
Well, since this is a new year, I might try to be a good girl. But welcome, everyone, to the new, all new, exciting, wonderful, entertaining,
Ooh.
Inspiring, all
Ooh.
That good stuff,
Ooh.
New Simply IV show.
I'm loving it.
And
I'm
she's
loving
not
it.
By herself.
That's
welcome
right. That's
to
right.
The whole crew. We are back.
We're back.
You already
ready to
thought
go.
We were special. But we spatial now. We spatial. So
thank
get
you
ready.
With,
get
right.
ready.
We ready. We ready, everybody. That's Click 32. She's just one of our casting crew, one of my good friends. And we're going to bring out a couple of more in just a second, guys. Once again, let everybody know that we're on because tonight we're going to be sharing something very special. Once again, my name is on the title of the show, but it's not all about me. It is the Simply IV show. And the crew 2.0. Let's tell everybody a little bit about what they're going to be hearing from you tonight. You have a new segment called Smash, right? All right? So we're not going to tell everything right now, but tell them what Smash stands for, Click.
Okay. My segment is Smash. It stands for Single, Married, Shacking, a Divorce.
Wait a minute. Say that again. All right, you have a new segment called Smash. Let's hear that again. What does that stand for?
Single, married, shacking, or divorced.
You know what? This deserves to play our intro again. Can we play that intro again, Ms. Click 32? That's a mean
go
beat.
Right on.
That's a mean beat. Let's go ahead and do it. We'll be back on Simply IB. I want y'all to catch this intro real quick. And when we come back, we're going to bring on some more cast and crew. Y'all, welcome to the Simply IB show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Simply IB show with me and the crew. That's right, you're talking to yours truly, Kimberly Arrington, also known as Inspirational Beauty, and I'm so excited to bring you the first show of the year right here on the I Am Me Radio Network. That's right, guys, we've been on hiatus for a little break because we want to bring you new segments, new topics, a brand new show. So get ready, because it's not just me, it's my whole crew. And without going too far into telling you what's going to happen, we just going to get into the show. So we'll be back in just a moment right here on Simply IB 2.0. We'll see you in a minute, everybody.
I had to do it, everyone. It's just amazing. If anyone knows anything about me, I come from a musical family, and we're all about that rhythm. Ms. Click 32 just came out on the stage with us a second ago to share with us her new segment called Smash that's coming up a little bit later. Let's see. I think somebody's getting ready to ring the doorbell. Yep, somebody's ringing the doorbell right now. Let's go ahead and see if we can go ahead and let that person in. I believe we have, oh my goodness, is that the Biz Doc? Biz Doc, come on in and welcome to Simply IB. How are you, sir?
Wow, you look amazing, Ms. Kim. Haven't seen you in so long. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well. Oh, thank you. Flattery will get you everywhere.
Hey, you're better than well. You're better than well.
That's what's up. I'm loving it. Mr. Biz, Dr. Mr. Jeffrey Coven in the building, everybody. We have a new segment that we're going to talk about in a little bit as we go along with our show. But, Jeffrey, go ahead and say hey to Ms. Click 32.
Ms. Click, how are you doing today?
Doing fine, Doc. How are you?
Doing good. Are you going to make that apple pie this year for me?
You know I'm going to hook you up.
All right. I only like Granny Smith apples now, so make sure you use Granny Smith.
Well, you are the best. Only the best.
That's it. All right.
Let's do this, everybody. Well, while they're getting their apples together and oranges and all the other great fruit in the world, let's go ahead and let everybody know what they're going to be anticipating tonight. As you guys know, once again, I've been talking about our new show. And I haven't quite let the cat out the bag, but we are going to have new segments, new topics, and it is going to be a brand new show. I actually have a segment that's going to come up a little later in the show called One-on-One with IB. And y'all get ready for that. Not even my cast and crew has heard it. So that's going to be a little exciting, right, guys? It's going to be a little
exciting.
So get ready for that. I took a little bit of creative control since my name is on the building. How about that? Mr. Jeffrey Coleman.
It's all good.
Known as the Biz Doc. Absolutely. Biz Doc has something called Biz Talk. Without telling them, because we want them to hear what you got, why was it important for you to come on this platform and be the Biz Doc?
Well, I think one of the things is that we all as a people need to come together. Entrepreneurship is a way to key to our future. And as we're on the cusp of what's just taking place with Black Panther and showing the greatness of what's going on out in the social trends that are happening now, it's time for us to start knowing how to do business correctly. And that's one of the things that we want to really want to kind of help this year is to inspire others to join, not only from the corporate ranks, but also from the entrepreneur ownership ranks. And so that's one of the things we want to inspire, help, and transform businesses in 2018.
Absolutely. I think it's very important, and that's why I thought it was very important to come on this platform and to talk about that. So I can't wait till everybody hears your segment tonight, as well as Smash, because Donna's going to be talking to the singles and married, the shacking and divorced. I can't wait for that. So everybody, once again, put your lighters up and let everybody know that we're live on Simply IB 2.0. You go to Facebook by going to hashtag I Am Me Radio and putting in hashtag SimplyIV 2.0. Remember, have everybody call in to 845-241-9898 or listen by going to blogtalkradio.com/IME Radio. Why don't we do this, guys? We'll break when we come back. We're going to bring in LT and get ready for this show. I believe she has something called What's the Buzz? And we'll be back in just a second on IME Radio.
Must have been crazy to see that you love me. I saw all this time, but I just couldn't see nothing. I did the time, I crossed the line for you. Cause I can see myself and nobody else but you. Tell me what you're thinking, cause this is what you wanted. Should have been the one to hold me when I got lonely. Every time I think of the life you told to me, make it easy for me to leave.
You blessed me with the love that I said.
And we're back on Simply IB. That's our girl, Mary J. Blige. We all know her. Must be a love lesson. And speaking of love lessons, we're going to talk a little bit about love tonight in our show. Why don't we go ahead and do this? Right now, everybody, if you've been listening to us, you know that who's already popped over into my little studio cave is the Biz Doc, also known as Jeffrey Coleman. And we also have Click 32. And I can't wait for you all to hear more from them tonight. Let's see. I think we have somebody else coming in. All right. I believe that's Mr. Leroy McKenzie. Leroy, how are you? And welcome to Simply IV.
Hey. Well, hey, Miss IV. Thank you. I see that.
What's
I
up, sir?
Is here.
Yes. Just been 50% of us so far. You guys, we got a big crew. We got a big crew.
I know, right? Glad
that's
to glad
up.
Everybody's here at the party.
That's what's up. It's going to be a party tonight. For everybody who's listening right now, you hear the voice of Mr. Leroy McKenzie, who is going to be coming to us tonight with a new segment. Tell everybody the name of your segment tonight.
The name of the segment is The Power of a Man Power Moment. And what we're talking about is dealing with understanding who you are as a man and the power that you have as a man and being able to understand that, that walking in that power, walking in the power of your faith, your finances, your future, and understanding that as a man and asking yourself, are you a leader as a man, is what we're going to get in a little bit into.
I think that's very important. We have so many of you gentlemen that are out there that support us behind the scenes in our audiences, as well as the gentlemen who come here week in and week out who support what it is that I do. And so we want to give something back to you. And so I'm going to be taking notes tonight. We're going to have some amazing segments, guys. Some of them are going to help you move on in life when you're in the business world, and some are going to help you with your heart, and some are just going to make you feel good, maybe a little bit down below. What about that Click 32? Anyway, guys, I think we have somebody else coming in. Oh, my goodness, guys, we have LT. LT, come on in. Let's get this party started. LT, welcome to Simply IB. How are you?
Let me welcome into this party. A party and a party till it ran all through.
Got a party. Welcome to the party. LT, welcome
to
the
IB. I'm so excited.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I miss you guys so much.
Oh, wow.
Miss you too.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
Me and you will never part, Monkey Dada.
For those of you who are listening, this is LT, guys. If you don't know why she's saying she missed us, we've been on hiatus for 2 months, guys, because we were getting ready for our new show. And right now we're just setting it up and everything. But we're about to bring you Simply IB 2.0. Once again, let everybody know that we're on social media. Call your friends, call your frenemies, call your enemies. Let them know. We got something good for them, right, LT? We got something good for them. Tell everybody.
She said call your enemies. Well, I guess even they need to be blessed.
I'm telling you. Tell everybody the name of your segment and a little bit about it before we go into, I believe you're going to start the show off tonight. Let's tell everybody what your segment is.
Well, you know, it's only one way to start, and that's what's the buzz? What's going on? What's happening? And a lot took place, went on while we were gone, apparently.
Right, right.
And it still is, and I was like, I just can't get it all. But I'm so excited to be talking about what's happening in the latest in entertainment information and news and bring you the updates. And I'm so excited about this new segment that we're bringing to Simply IB. So, yay.
All right.
2.0
Y'all
in the
heard
house.
It here. 2.0 Simply IB. Once again, everybody, let them know. Let them know. You can also listen by going to blogtalkradio.com/IME Radio. You can also call and speak to us and press 1, and our producers will let you in. Without further ado, let's see what's going on with What's the Buzz. We'll be back in a second. Simply IB.
Drop top Porsche, Rollie on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B, Jay Leno, can't tell me nothing. Boss up and I change the game. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass got all them boys cooked. Huh. Work from dollar bills, now be popping rubber bands. You know what I'm saying? Tell me while I do my money dance, like. Stretching on the ground, like.
It's that time again for What's the Buzz with your girl LT, right here on Simply IB, bringing you the latest in entertainment information and news every Wednesday at 8 p.m. right here on Simply IB. While we were away, quite a few things took place, so here's a quick recap of what you missed while we were gone. Congratulations to the Super Bowl champions, Philadelphia Eagles. They sent the Patriots packing back in February, and we're so excited about that. They made it to the big dance and walked away with the prize. So congratulations to you guys and celebrated in grand fashion. Nonetheless, on February the 8th, they had a parade back in the city of brotherly love. It's estimated that over 700,000 people attended that day. So schools and businesses were closed so that everyone could attend the grand affair. And oh, what a night, oh, what a night it was. It's estimated that that was the biggest crowd ever for an event in the city of brotherly love as well. So congratulations to you guys twice. Speaking of the Super Bowl, how about that halftime show by Justin Timberlake? He did an amazing job, depending on who you are. I'm a huge Timberlake fan myself, and I think he did an amazing job. While others thought it was kind of they really didn't have an opinion about it. And others had controversy surrounding his tribute to Prince. It is said that, again, it was against Prince's religion, or really just also his thought that it was wrong to have holograms or to have someone that wasn't there to represent themselves in person. So Sheila E. has released a statement saying that Justin Timberlake was not behind the idea of the hologram, but that he did an amazing job in the tribute towards Prince as well. And if you didn't get a chance to check it out, you can check it out on YouTube, and you can also go to NFL.com, and you'll be able to catch a snippet of the Super Bowl halftime show there, as well as they have different clips there that you can view. But he did a great job, and as he was playing the tribute to Prince outside of the arena, the lights lit up in purple with the symbol for Prince. And so I think you did a great job, Justin. And I know somebody else who thinks you did a great job, too. Ryan McKenna. He is the 13-year-old selfie that everybody is so envious of. Yes, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, he is a young man that was able to sneak the selfie while Justin was performing in the crowd during the halftime show. And that didn't just stop there for Ryan McKenna. He had an opportunity to make it to the Ellen DeGeneres show. So shoving your way and getting your elbows and getting towards your goal has a huge turnaround, a huge profit. If you ask him, he just thought it was going to stop there. He didn't know he was going to the Super Bowl until 2 weeks before it was time for him to go, and he thought that part was just a dream come true. never mind seeing Justin Timberlake and had been able to take a selfie with him. So when he was on the show, Ellen had a surprise for him. A phone call came through, and it was none other than Justin Timberlake himself. And he said it was so cool to hang out with him, and he really wanted a chance to formally meet Ryan McKenna. So he's offered for him and his family to come over to his next, to his concert in Boston when it stops in April. So his family will be treated to VIP tickets and the VIP treatment. So shout out to you, Ryan McKenna. You are the real MVP, and I'm sure you and your family are going to have a great time, and you're over the moon excited, and that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I know it would be for me, and I'd be over the moon. So congratulations to you, Ryan. Valentine's Day actually took place while we were away. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't get make a huge opportunity to score one with your lady, you missed it. Black Panther debuted in theaters on February 15th. It was already estimated to break record numbers as far as the theaters were concerned and projected income, and it's slated to have been the largest blockbuster movie ever. The movie stars Chadwick Boseman as Black Panther, Michael B. Jordan as Eric Killmonger, Lupita Nyong'o as Nakia, Forest Whitaker and Angela Bassett also round out the cast and crew. So I hope that the fellas scored big Valentine's Day by taking ladies out to the big premiere for Black Panther. If not, it's not too late. It's still in theaters now everywhere. Check it out, and you will not be disappointed. It is an amazing, amazing movie, amazing show, huge in time for Black History Month, for us as a community, for us as a people, for us to be proud of. Hope you guys will go out and celebrate that and go out and support it in droves and record numbers and continue to shatter the records. This is your girl LT right here on Simply IB, bringing you the latest in entertainment, information, and news. You can catch us right here every Wednesday at 8 p.m. here on Simply IB.
What's up, everybody? And we're back on Simply IB, and that was a little bit of LT. What's the buzz? Like, hey, Cardi B says. Anyway, everybody, if you've been listening to us, you know that you are on Simply IB 2.0, or some would say Simply IB on steroids, but I digress, everyone. Once again, everybody, let everybody else know that we're on 419-898. LT, come on out and talk to us really quickly. Great job on the buzz. How was that doing, bringing us the best in information and what's going on out there right now? There's a lot going on. A lot has been going on since we've been gone. Wow.
What do you want to tell us? You know what? I really don't know where to start. Well, I do. I really know where I want to start. I was going to try to save it and hold it for next week, but it's so in time. And if you guys can catch it, you are going to understand why I'm so weak. How about the jazzy version of the of the national anthem? Oh my goodness, Fergie! Oh my gosh! You know, I don't know, but who would have been JFK? I really don't know. She said she just wanted to try something different. You guys, I don't know if you she didn't necessarily read it out loud, but she did put out a statement on Twitter and on Instagram saying that, you know, she's a risk taker and that she loves to try things new, and she wanted to do something different for the NBA All-Stars. Clearly, and in her words, I quote, clearly it didn't go over as well as she had anticipated, end quote. So, you got so many people, the memes, I mean, you got people saying, oh my gosh, it's time for her to admit she was on drugs, this, that, and the other. But truly, as an artist, I don't think she really owed an apology. You know, the opportunity to do the national anthem is just that, to put your own style on it, your own spin on it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Ask Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
That didn't quite go as well as he thought it might would go. Roseanne Barr definitely didn't go as well. So, Anthony Brown was hilarious. I don't know if you guys do check out the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We're not plugging for them, but what I'm simply saying is that he was hilarious this morning. So you guys definitely go on YouTube. You'll see tons of clips, I'm sure, from this past weekend, NBA All-Star weekend. So that was hilarious. And I just so wish you could have had a clip of that, because that would have, I would have came on,
you know.
Welcome to Simply IB.
Why don't we do this, everybody? We're going to be back in just a second, everybody, because we got a whole lot of show to get through. We'll be back And hopefully we can tell you exactly what's coming up. Y'all stay tuned.
Right now, everybody, you are tuned in to Simply IV. This is yours truly, Inspirational Beauty, and tonight you're going to be hearing some great folks. That's right, my cast and crew, guys. You're going to hear a little bit of biz talk from the biz doc. That's right, everybody. You're going to hear the power of a man, or the power moment. You're going to also hear a little bit of buzz talk. I can't wait. Also, smashed, single, married, checking, and divorced. You're also going to hear the 911 moment. Y'all got to get ready for that. Also coming is the Poet's Lounge. And, of course, one-on-one with IV. So stay tuned, guys. We are ready to give you all we got. Let everybody know we're on, and we will see you in just a minute.
And we're back, everybody, on Simply IV 2.0. And if you were with us right before we went to that little teaser of what's yet to come, we were talking to LT about her new segment, What's the Buzz? And she proceeded to tell us a little bit more about what's going on. What I want to do is go ahead and have her tell us really quickly before we go to the next segment, everybody. What made you come up with the buzz, LT? Tell us that really quickly.
Because usually you always hear people saying, well, what's buzzing, or what's the tea? And what's the tea is like a normal more the catchphrase that's being used now. So I really wanted to take it back a little bit old school with what's the buzz at the water cooler. So that's what made me come up with the segment, What's the Buzz? And people are talking about it, it's humming around, it's chatter in the office. And, you know, I thought it'd be really cool to bring it to the platform here at Simply IV, because you all are talking about it in your cars, on the way home, or at church, or wherever, or in the grocery store. You're talking about it while you're waiting. So
all right,
we wanted to bring it here and have a little fun with it.
That's what's up. What's the buzz, everybody? Hashtag what's the buzz. Let everybody know that we're on. Now, we're going to do something a little bit different. We were going to go with another segment, but since you talked about Fergie and, you know, she got on everybody's nerves, let's go ahead and bring in 911, because y'all will see in just a minute why things get on his nerves on It's a 911. Y'all take a listen.
Welcome to the 911. I'm Minister Raleigh R. Thornton Jr., a.k.a. 911. Y'all know me. Y'all know how I get down. What this segment allows me to do, it allows me to give you the 411 on the things going on in our world that really deserves our attention or raises my concern, or otherwise gets on my nerves, all right? So I just want to start right here with this. Today's 911 segment begins like this. How about Best Buy has announced it's pulling all CDs off of the shelves as downloads and streaming are the wave of the future. Now, I got a problem with that. I'm old school. I like CDs. I like to pop the CD in my ride, and I like to listen to the track that I want. I'm not a big fan of the stream game, so I got a problem with Best Buy wanting to pull CDs from the shelf. And from what I'm hearing, this is a wave of the future. So I don't know about the rest of you, but I got a huge CD collection, and I'm not a fan of seeing my collection become obsolete or otherwise worthless. But I tell you, we can't control how the future begins to take place, and it was the same with cassettes. And I guess the time has to progress, and CDs will become no longer what we use. And I get it, but I'm just old school. Y'all gotta forgive me. That's the 911 for me. I don't know about some of y'all, but some of y'all got CDs too, and y'all gonna be mad when y'all try to go into your local store to get the new music, and it's no longer able to be purchased, because that's just not how they flow anymore. Sales are down 18%. So we have chosen to stream and download. Get it, got it, good. I got it. Okay, moving on. The next part of my 911 moment, something that really got on my nerves, just to get a little bit deeper, what really got on my nerves this week is, how many of you watched the Super Bowl? How sorry was the Super Bowl commercials? They were atrocious. What was the message that Diet Coke was sending when they had the little skinny woman that looked like a meth user dancing in that gyrating motion, holding a Diet Coke can, looking like she ain't ate in weeks, looking like she was malnourished? What was the message that they were sending there? I have never witnessed a Super Bowl where the commercials were so terrible. It was just, I couldn't believe it. And then how about this? How about the NFL really went to an extreme to camouflage the blatant blackballing of Colin Kaepernick? How about they really allowed so many commercials that were African-American friendly, or if you will, even the music, Justin Timberlake, make sure you come as hip-hopish as you can. Allow the touchdown celebration so that we can get the African-Americans to forget about what we did to Colin Kaepernick, and that they'll keep coming, they'll keep purchasing the memorabilia, that they'll keep supporting this trademark, this logo that we have deemed to be what we make money off of. This is something that we cannot have to ever be tarnished, and we got to make the blacks feel good. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I witnessed this all through the way that the season unfolded. So I want to just ask you this. How did you feel when you watched it? How did you feel when you watched the American NFL honors? How did you feel when you see them giving all these honors to these athletes, but nobody's mentioning the sacrifice that Colin Kaepernick laid down for his career, that he gave up for his NFL life? He basically sacrificed it, but nobody's saying anything for him. I got a problem with that. It gets on my nerves. It makes me feel flat out irritated, and that's a 911 moment for me. It ought to be a 911 moment for you, and if it ain't, check your black card, and if it ain't, check your black walk, because you ought to be feeling some type of way. Matter of fact, this ain't just a black thing, it's a white thing. No matter what it is, it should be that for each and every one of us. We got to get it better, y'all. We got to get right in what we do. I'm Minister Rolly Thornton, and this has been the 911.
Y'all heard it here on Simply IB. That's been the 911 with Minister Rolly Thornton about everything that gets on his nerves. I like what he had to say when he said it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, but it should be a everybody thing. And if it's not your thing, you need to check your black card and you need to check your black walk. I appreciate that. Let's go ahead and bring some brothers in really quickly. Let's go ahead and bring in the biz doc right quick. And also Mr. McKenzie, who is going to do our power moment, and talk about that really quickly. You heard Minister Rolly and his rant, if you will, right, talk about how during the Super Bowl, they did everything as black as they could without using black folks. Okay, all right. Let's talk about and those are 911 comments. Let's talk about that. First on the biz, Mr. Jeffrey Coleman, what do you get from that?
Yeah, one of the things I concur with Minister 911. I think that, you know, the business of trying to get $1 trillion into the bottom lines of all those businesses that were represented is what they were doing. So they did a great marketing spin to try to encompass what will attract and bring back those customers. Because right now, if they look back over the numbers for the season, what an impact that was. And so they, you know, even though people for 12 weeks did not support, a lot of people didn't, but they on the Super Bowl, they still had Super Bowl parties. They still were going out. They still were doing all the stuff. And that's money in advertising for them.
Right.
And so, I agree. They try to wait us out. And that's one of the things that they try to do.
Right, right. Yes. You know, it's called appropriation when the majority takes from a minority culture. And we see that so often because I really believe, and this has nothing to do with, you know, being pro one way and anti whatever. I think when you're pro your race, you can be pro and still love other races. But here's the thing here. Everyone steals. They don't borrow, but everyone steals from the black culture, even in 2018. And we're going to talk more and more about that, right? So 911,
right.
I want you to get ready because I know that burns you up as well as LT in the bus. Right now, guys, we want to hear from the Biz Doc. Can we go ahead and hear a little bit from you? We're going to go ahead and let them know.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Let's do it.
Get your pen and paper out because right now we're going to hear a little bit of Biz Talk from the Biz Doc.
Welcome to Biz Talk with the business doctor, Jeffrey Coleman, on Simply IB. On today's show, we will be discussing marketing. Marketing is the lifeline of every business, how you package your business products, services, and brand collateral to share with potential clients is key for your success. In today's market, there are so many marketing channels. Most companies use the traditional channels, flyers, mail-outs, newspaper ads, radio ads, and billboards. Traditional channels for marketing are good for business, but they come with a downside. The number one downside is cost. Broad reaching. Not guaranteed to reach your customer base and limited distribution. The business doctor is ready to write you a new prescription for doing your marketing in 2018. Are you ready? Let's go. Number one, develop a marketing plan. In your marketing plan, identify your customer base, identify your customer's demographics, and identify your brand voice. As you be prepared for developing strategically your marketing plan, your customer base, your customer demographics, and your brand voice are three key ingredients for a successful marketing plan. Number two, utilize social media. Move your brand to the World Wide Web of socialization. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn are just a few. Cast a broad net with Facebook for free connects on social media. Number three, establish a brand ambassadors. Survey your customers, find out their likes, their dislikes, capture the strength of your brand, and eliminate any weaknesses. And number three, make sure that each one of your customers become a mouthpiece for your brand, i.e., allowing them to be your brand ambassadors. If you follow these three simple prescription steps, then you are sure to see your marketing improve. If you want more information, please reach out to the business doctor at biztalkwiththebusinessdoctor@gmail.com. Have a great day, and remember, only you can grow your area of influence. Much success, the business doctor. Have a great one.
Wow, we want to thank you for that, Biz Doc. Everybody, I hope you were able to write down your prescriptions to have a successful campaign or a successful marketing campaign. I'm very excited about that. We're getting a little bit of feedback, so for those of you who have open mic, go ahead and mute that out for us. anyway, everyone, this has been an awesome show so far. And what I want to do is take a moment right now and just tell everybody how excited I am and how excited I've been to be able to come back to all of you. Now, there's a lot going on right now. We're catching some feedback. All right. Live in the studio. All right. So I want to take this moment to just say thank you, everyone, who took the time out to come and listen to us tonight once again, because this is our very first show back. 2018, and we are very excited to be here. So I hope that you all have started taking your notes. Once again, some of this information that you're getting tonight, these people actually do this for a living, and you have to pay to get these things done. So please, please, please take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. So what we're going to do real quick, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, guys, we're going to go into another segment. And we'll be back on Simply IB in just a minute, y'all.
Love and happiness, yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right, yeah. Love, love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah.
And we are back on Simply IV. I hope you guys are enjoying the show tonight. Once again, I'm very excited to be here. And we've already gone through a couple of segments, and we have a couple of more coming. Once again, let everybody know that we're on by dialing 845-241-9898 or by listening to blogtalkradio.com/IMEradio. Up next, let's go ahead and see if we can bring on Mr. Leroy McKenzie. Come on out, sir. How are you once again? Are you ready to go ahead and let everybody know what you got?
Indeed, I am. You know, I am always ready.
Indeed, you are. Indeed, you are. So why don't we do this without further ado? Let's go in here. The power moment, everybody. And here we go.
It's your boy, Leroy McKenzie Jr., coming to you with the Power of a Man Power Moment. Today, I'm going to start with the question, are you a leader? As a man, are you a leader? And what LEADER stands for, an acronym that stands for learning, executing, assisting, developing, empowering, and results. First, as a leader, the L, are you learning? As a leader, as a man, you should always be learning. As a leader, you should always be learning something to make yourself better. You should always be working towards being better at who you are, what you do, and the things that you want to accomplish in life. So as a leader, as a man, you should always, always be learning something, whether it's picking up a book, whether it's reading something, watching something on TV that's going to enlighten you, going to something that's going to empower you. You always want to make sure that you're learning something. The first E is for executing. Are you executing what in excellence? Are you executing whatever it is that you do on your job? If you're an entrepreneur, your own business, are you executing in excellence? I may not like them, but I use them as a template, as an example, and that is the New England Patriots. Tom Brady and Belichick, they operate in execution of excellence. Everything that they do, they execute it with excellence. They want to make sure that everything that they do is done perfectly, and they work at it, and they work at it, and work at it. And you, as a leader, as a man, should always be executing in excellence. The A is for assisting. Who are you assisting? Who are you assisting in your life to be better? You should not only be working on yourself to be better, but you should also be assisting others in being better. So you want to make sure that you're assisting others in being better. The D is for developing. You should always be developing yourself. That is, taking on a new skill set, taking on a new mindset, doing those things that develop your character, that develop your skill set. Always something that takes you to the next level. So you always want to be developing. The next E is for empowering. Who are you empowering? What are you empowering? And to empower means to equip someone with something. Are you equipping the next generation with the tools that they need in order to be able to get to where you are in their future? So you always want to be empowering someone in the next generation that's behind you. And the last letter is R for results. What you do should always give you positive results. So if you work hard and you do the things that you are supposed to do as a leader, you implement those things that you want to implement, it should give you the desired results that you want to get. So that's a leader. You want to be a leader, you have to be able to learn, you have to be able to execute, you have to be able to assist, you have to be able to develop, you have to be able to empower, and you have to be able to get results. That's what the power of a man, being a leader, is all about. This is Leroy McKenzie with the Power of a Man, Power Moment, Simply IB on the I Am Me Radio Network.
We're back on Simply IB, y'all. The Power of a Man, the Power Moment by Leroy McKenzie.
Big brother of the community. Represent Omni on I Am Me Radio. You can follow me on Twitter at The Ghetto Politician, on Instagram at Sean Riley, on Facebook at Sean Riley. That's SHAWNRALEIGH. Y'all stay positive.
All right, y'all heard it here on Simply IB from Mr. Leroy McKenzie, the Power Moment, and also Sean Riley, the Ghetto Politician. Both of these young men are having great success with their movements. Mr. Leroy McKenzie. Wow, great segment. Thank you so much for sharing that. You talked about being a leader tonight, and I know so many gentlemen are listening tonight. Why was that important for you as far as your first segment to really talk about what it takes to be a leader? And I'm glad you put it in a very simple format, and it's something that we all can embrace. Why was it important for you to start off with that?
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I think it was important to start off like that, because I wanted us to understand, especially specifically as men, but women can use that as well, but to understand what it is to be a leader. And you have to understand, in order to be a leader, you got to understand what leadership is. So it was important for me to start off by defining what a leader is and asking that key question, are you a leader? Because that takes you to understanding. You can look at yourself first and say, "Wow, do I define what a leader is?" And those different things that I talked about in being a leader.
You know, was really great. You know, I think one of the biggest things we really loved and really respected about our previous commander in chief is that he was the true epitome of a leader. Would you agree with me on that?
Absolutely. I mean, you think about it. He was always learning. He was always executing in excellence. He was always wanting to assist others and making sure he assisted others. He was developing those that were around him, making sure that they were doing what they were supposed to do and making sure that they were able to do their jobs effectively and efficiently. He was empowered them to be able to do the things that they needed to be able to do. And he got results. He got results.
Right,
even in spite of all the things that he had to, obstacles that he had to overcome and get through, he still got results. And you're right, it's the true definition of leadership, of what a leader is.
I really appreciate that, because as a leader, one of the biggest things that we have to do is, instead of always dispensing information, is to continue to learn. So I really appreciate that and the execution and the development part of it and all of that. Let me ask you real quick, Mr. Leroy McKenzie, are you single, married, checking, and divorced? Which one are you, sir? We're going to switch real quick. Mr. Leroy McKenzie, we hope we still have you. Everybody, if you're listening right now, we've been talking to Mr. Leroy McKenzie about the power moment and the power of a man, and he talks about leadership in his segment tonight. We may have lost him for a second, but hopefully we can get him back on. Let's go ahead and bring Click 32 out. Click, you ready for Smash? I hope y'all are ready.
Yes, I am.
Tell everybody again what SMASH stands for. We're going to go into tonight's segment.
SMASH stands for single, married, shacking, or divorce.
We're going to ask you real quick, which one are you, Miss Click 32?
I am single.
All right. Y'all heard it here. Let everybody know right now that they're getting ready to hear Smash. If you missed any of the other segments so far, don't worry about it. All you have to do is go back after the show premieres and go to the podcast by going to blogtalkradio.com/IME Radio. Let's go ahead and get Smash click. Can we do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's go ahead and
yes, ma'am. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Here we go, y'all.
In my life, I've seen it all, and now it's time for me to pass on this knowledge to you, all my sisters, my troubled sisters. This is my gift to you.
Yep. It's your girl, Chris 32, coming at you with this week's segment of Smash, a.k.a. Single, Marriage, Shacking, or Divorce. I have the pleasure of having Rico joining me tonight. Welcome, Rico, and thank you for being with me.
Well, thank you for having me.
Pleasure. So, first question, tell me, what part of Smashed are you?
I'm married, sometimes.
Oh, Lord. Sometimes.
That's right.
Okay, please
50-50.
Explain that to me. What do you do when you don't feel married? What's the day of Rico not feeling married?
Well, when I don't feel married, it's not really emotional. I'm so far into it by now. It's just that another relationship, really. But yeah, I didn't just start it like, okay, I don't feel like being married. Like, but it's more of a, how did I get in this situation? Okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, being out and about. I never was into the club scene when all this came about. But you meet a person. And you just start talking, and you're a pretty cool person.
Okay.
So you kind of start wanting to enjoy that interacting more than being at the house or with the wifey.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that gets kind of, I won't blame either party, but it can kind of get humdrum when you don't get that same companionship.
Okay.
And that was the reason that I married, for companionship. But during the early years, it was on her part, out with the girls. Girls' night out 3 times in a week sometimes. I'm like, okay, well, what about, you know.
Made you feel some kind of way.
Made me feel some type of way. So I didn't want to be that kind of man. So, okay, I'm going to find somebody who want to be with me because they want to be with me. And let her go into girls' night. Well, as the years went by, I found somebody who we are compatible.
Okay.
I do get that companionship from her. So it's been many years now, 9 years now.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's more of a relationship and not like a player type of thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So it kind of started out, correct me if I'm wrong, that it was one of those situations. You went outside the marriage to get what you weren't getting at home.
That's right. I started out with the greatest and best of intentions. Trying to, you know, hey, well, they not coupled up. I mean, why is there always girls' night, not couples' night?
Right,
well, back
right.
Then, none of those friends was married. Well, now they all married and they can't hook up. They can't hang out, so to say. They don't have girls' night. And I asked my wife, and I still love her. Because she lets me be me without
okay.
checking behind me and all that other stuff that causes the arguments. Don't
you
be
all
checking
have
your phone.
Understanding.
Yeah. My phone can ring. It'll go to voicemail. You don't need to answer my phone for me.
Gotcha.
And
right.
If it ring and I don't answer it, then she do the same thing. Oh, that's just, you know, they'll call me back. But don't be all up in grown, for we both grown. We both respect each other. We go out to eat dinner twice a week. It's just what we do.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Her and I. No kids at the house. We got a cute little puppy, though.
That's another baby now.
That's right. That's the baby. That don't need a babysitter.
Right.
So it works for us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can't say it worked for everybody. I know some men are more dominant, want to know where you're going, who you're going with,
yep,
and why you're going. I just tell the dude, chill, man. You got your woman. Why'd you? You got a woman, then don't expect to act, treat her like a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And a lot of women are like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women are like that. But I found, especially in a relationship, not just a marriage, that when one person thought, where you going? Who you going with? Who that calling you? And that person could be very innocent, but because you're doing wrong, you expect mm-hmm. that other person to do wrong. So yeah. See, like you say, you all have an understanding. Y'all grown folks.
That's right.
She don't check your phone, you don't check her phone. When y'all together, it's y'all. When you're not together,
that's right.
No questions asked.
Hey, girls' night. I ask her all the time now, because since those friends are now in relationships or married, they can't hang out with her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, you know, kind of left to find that. Well, I done found somebody to hang out with.
Right.
So don't expect me to stop now. And I don't want to break somebody's, I'll say, heart.
Yeah.
Because I found someone. You know, that to me, that's not a reason to break a heart because I found somebody to hang out with. So now I'm going to mess up your world by leaving. That ain't right.
So who's to say now that your wife wants to now do all of this? Because like you said, she had her freedom where she was going and doing the girls' night out. But by you being the man that you are, you didn't ask for sure. Is it just the girls? You don't
that's
ask.
That's true.
You know, because you didn't need her asking you what you was doing.
And see, and again, in our marriage,
mm-hmm.
and I knew, you know, she can have just as much fun with the girls, or more so than she do with guys.
Mm-hmm.
She used to say, you know, oh, well, you know, ain't nothing. She got a man already. It's about having that female companionship, if you know what I mean. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's you. So, hey, I'm not out looking for no men in that same aspect. So you can be getting yours and, you know, fulfilled too. Kind of leave the man standing there holding an empty bag like, but what about me?
Right.
So, no. You can get that. Do me, baby. I love you. I love you too.
You know what, guys? I thought I was live. But I am here, everybody. I'm here, everybody. That was Smashed, Everybody, by Click 32. Come on out, Click, real quick, because we want to talk about Rico, who says he's married sometimes. Wow.
Yeah.
For those of you who want to kind of chime in on that, dial 845-241-9898 and press 1. He said he's married a little bit. That's like being pregnant a little bit. But I love how you handled the situation. Let's talk about that a little bit. What was the most surprising thing to you about what Rico said during the interview?
Oh, what got me was when, because, you know, a lot of us ladies, we have ladies' night where we actually mm-hmm. get together with our girlfriends, sisters, cousins, or whomever, and we actually go out and have fun. But mm-hmm. then he gave the indication that his wife's girls' night out was for pleasure and not drinks and fun.
I caught that. You know,
and
I caught that.
Yeah. Now
you
that,
know, so
that,
that brings
that was surprising.
Right, that brings a whole new twist to it because, see, in the beginning, everybody, I don't know if y'all were with me on this, but of course, you know, being who I am, I was kind of like, now, Rico, either you're going to be married all the way or you're just going to be single, right? But then when I heard him say the girls' night out, it was a little bit more to that. So they already from the giddy-up, right, have a different type of relationship already. Is that what you
but
got
it didn't
from this
start out, it didn't start out like that.
It didn't
that.
Start off like that.
No,
okay.
It didn't start out like that. He was in it for sure for the right reason.
And
right.
we talked further and everything, and I think she was too, but she had a secret she didn't share about herself. So it came
secret.
Out later on.
Okay.
And he
wow.
still tried to be the husband that he was raised to be.
Okay. I gotcha. So she had a secret where she really, you know, she liked women too. And so
yeah.
he just, okay, I get it now. And instead of saying, you know, divorcing her, he just decided to go find him a woman. And now that
he still loves her.
And he still loves her. Very, very interesting. Let's go ahead. Once again, if you guys want to chime in, let us know what you think about that. Please press one. I'm very interested to hear from you all. I'm very interested to see what anyone has to say. Let's see if we have Mr. Coleman. Mr. Coleman, what would you like to say to that, being that you are a man? You heard Rico. He said he's married a little bit, but what do you think about what he has to say in Smash?
Yeah, for me, that's I would. Yeah, that's a little different for me. I would have to take a different pathway for that. That's not something that I would go along with. I think that is, you know, having
yeah.
open dialogue and conversation and actually coming to the table, because marriage is something, once you step across the threshold, you're not stepping into a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. You have stepped into a covenant. And when you go into those
mm-hmm.
things, you have to step in there real. And so for him to, you know, to kind of, I'm going to do my thing, you do your thing, nah, that's
right,
not the way
right.
we should go.
Like, what's the point of being married? That's where we come
Correct.
Where we come from. But you know what? You know Jeffrey and Click, you know, people have different versions of what they – or different realities of what they believe marriages should be. And so everyone doesn't follow that same school. And so I'm glad that you brought this to us, Click, because what it does is it allows people to come out, especially men, and tell what they really think. Whether we agree with it or not, people are going through this. So I appreciate the platform. I appreciate that. Are you excited about this,
Thank
Donna?
You. Yes, I am, because this is
yeah.
only the beginning.
Only the beginning. Once again, guys, you've been listening to Simply IB. You just heard from Click 32 on Smash, Single, Married, Checking, or Divorce. If I like it, then you should love it. What we're going to do next, guys, we're going to hear our next segment, Click 32. We're going to hear from the Poets Lounge. What do you think that's going to be about tonight?
That's going to be awesome.
Any guess?
Whatever it is.
Think it's going to be power. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be powerful.
Yeah.
I think so, too. For those of you who followed us before we came into tonight's show, you know that we had someone called the Poetess named Shantae Gardier. We call her Shantae the Poetess. And she's going to introduce something called the Poets Lounge tonight. So get ready, guys, because here we go.
Hey guys, and welcome to the very first segment of the Poets Lounge with yours truly, Shantae Gardier, also known as the Poetess, right here on Simply IB. We'll be discussing everything from entertainment news to the do's and don'ts of getting ahead in the entertainment world. We'll touch on big wig faux pas, black excellence in the spotlight or on the sidelines, and new material from up-and-coming artists, introducing you to a wide range of new talent you should check out, and telling you how you can support them. If you know anything about the show, you know we love our people. We are dedicated to using this platform to inspire, to motivate, and to support our own. This is Black History Month. And just because the powers that be have chosen to give us the shortest month on the calendar to celebrate, that does not mean that we have to fold and bend and condense our greatness to fit their box. So this segment will have a thread of black pride, black power, and black magic woven into it throughout the year. That is not to say we are completely exclusive to our achievements. After all, talent is talent, and we are not biased. However, no matter the color, you know how we feel here on Simply IB. We believe in supporting our own first. Amen, Walls. So, having said that, let's jump right into it. This is February 21st, and by now I'm sure that most people of color, movie buff, Marvel enthusiast or not, have seen or at least heard about Black Panther, the movie. And unless you've been living under a rock for the past 6 months, you know that the Wakanda fever is contagious. The closer the date came, February 16, 2018, the more excited we as a people became. How wonderful to see us represented in such fashion. From the director to the cast, it was us. The studio, producers, cinematographers, etc. were not, but hey, what can you do, right? I am so glad that you were wondering that. Here is a side note. Toni Morrison famously said, if there is a book that you want to read but it hasn't been written yet, then you must write it. Message! Anyway, I cannot say that I was shocked at the backlash that came because of the black pride that flooded people of color's timelines and conversations. From those who hate to acknowledge black greatness in any form. If they, and I mean non-people of color, are unable to appropriate it for themselves, it doesn't exist. Case in point, the unveiling of the Nefertiti bust. That was clearly of some melanin-deficient ancestor of a salty individual who most definitely was not a person of color. I mean, really? Or how about the blatant double standard that continues to manifest itself when we are portrayed in the media? When our peaceful protest for equality or the cessation of police brutality turn violent, usually due to provocation, versus our white counterparts who, in all honesty, take property damage to a whole new level and do things we would never dream of doing in celebration of a football victory. We are portrayed as thugs, menaces to society, etc., but they are portrayed as overexcited revelers. Let that sink in for a moment. The venom and vitriol that is spit at us for stating undeniable truths like, this country was built by us, and slavery had a direct effect on how wealthy some of you are today, simply because you did not have to pay us to build it, versus the silence that follows when those same fine people shut down the government, throwing temper tantrums because they can't have their way, knowing that mostly us will be affected by their actions. I wonder how many would take the same course of action if they then had to go home and truly live with those decisions. Like voting to ban gay marriage, cut health care, zoning and deportation, you know, those kind of things. Then get home and realize that your marriage has been annulled. You have no insurance, and you are not even home because the fine print on the documents you signed into law stated, and you too. Gays and you too. Blacks and you too. Can you say forced attrition? I would love for things to change just because it is the right thing to do. But I will settle for them changing just because the powers that be don't want to be exposed, don't want to have to live with the consequences or deal with the fallout. In short, because they don't want to be us. That is why Black Panther, the movie, resonates with so many of us. We get to see someone who looks like us be the hero, surrounded by other people who look like us. Now, I must admit, I am a little tickled by those of us who speak on this movie as if it's about real people and real life events. But I am also well aware that the starved appreciate even the smallest of crumbs and swear in later tellings of the event that they were blessed with an entire cake. It happens. I'm sure most of you thought that I was going to dish about the movie. Sorry, no spoiler alerts here. I just wanted to use this as a jumping off point to share my observations of the new normal right here at the Poets Lounge on Simply IB. Go see the movie, Wakanda Forever.
That's what's up, Miss Shante Gardell on the Poets Lounge. She said she just wants to use this as a springboard for the new normal. That's what's up. I'm loving it. For those of you who have been listening since the beginning of the show, we are back and we are in full effect here on Simply IV 2.0 on the IME Radio Network. And it's yours truly, of course, Miss Inspirational Beauty. I want to go ahead really quickly and bring my cast and crew out before we go into tonight's last segment, which is 101 with IB. And I'm going to share with you guys a little bit in a few minutes about what my segment is going to be about. I have truly enjoyed all of the segments tonight and what you guys are going to be looking forward to in the next couple of weeks to the next couple of months. Not even my crew knows. But without further ado, let's go ahead and bring some of them out really quickly. Let's go ahead and see if we have Mr. Coleman, if we have Click 32, Miss LT, and let's see if we have Mr. Leroy McKenzie. Come on out. Let's start with you, LT. Have you enjoyed tonight's show so far before we go into 101 with Simply IB, of course?
I have enjoyed tonight's show. It's been a lot of fun. It's been fun to be back in the studio with everybody and just to see, you know, what a good break will do. And when we came back, mm-hmm. we came back with new and exciting ideas. Jeffrey Coleman, Leroy McKenzie, and Click, and 911, and Shante. And, you know, we had to save the best for last, so you guys sit back, relax. I know it's going to be a treat, as always. And stay tuned for more of Simply IB 2.0.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I want to thank you, LT, for bringing What's the Buzz, the best in entertainment news and all of that. And you got a chance to just hear the Poets Lounge where Shante just also talked about Black Panther as well. You talked about it from supporting it in terms of our people, the amount of money that it's brought in, and she also touched on that a little bit. What do you think it is, LT, about the Black Panther that has really caught audiences all around the world, especially our people?
Well, what I can say is this. Nothing as far as like the fever that's caught on with Wakanda and Black Panther and all of that and the African attire, because people are showing out, you know, wearing the dashikis and the African garbs and things of that nature. But you hadn't seen that kind of movement since Avatar. And, you know, and Avatar was a Black story being portrayed by white people. I'm not mad about it, but I'm just calling it what it is. And so with Black Panther, you get to see us for the people that we are deep down inside. We are survivors. We are heroes. We are supernatural. Not saying anyone else isn't. But when you get to realize that, if you get portrayed that way, I believe that's the fever that's taken on. And I believe economically issues for people to really see, if you want Black people's dollars, give us something that's worthy of our money. Give us something to show. Mm. And I'm so glad we did the right thing and we came out and showed support in the theaters and not on the black market, because, you know, whether we believe it or not, you know, even though we think we're trying to, I guess, set an example or trying to withhold, we really actually end up hurting one another doing things like that. But I'm so happy that it didn't go that way this time. I know for everyone that I talked to, they have had tickets a month in advance. A lot of people, the shows have been sold out, not just for the Thursday show and the Friday show, but through the whole weekend. And only up until Tuesday, a friend of mine in Chicago was able to finally get a ticket.
So it's it's really amazing, and kids are excited about it.
Right,
so it's not
right.
just Thor, and not just it's not just Iron Man, but now they actually have their own hero
Absolutely.
That they can dress
Absolutely.
Up in now, and I think that's the coolest part. So I can't wait to see the kids, Panther Attire, and showing our black people for as beautiful
right.
as we are. We're not these monsters. We're beautiful
yeah,
inside
yeah.
and out. We have a story. We are rich in culture. We're rich in strength, and I'm just excited about it. That's my thought.
Amen.
I'm a little passionate
Amen.
About it.
Amen. No, absolutely. Amen. Just a little. Amen, everybody. Once again, most of you have probably already seen Black Panther, but I'm going for the third time on tomorrow with my family. I love to go with different people to get there. To see their insight on things. But I want to go ahead and give a shout out to the director, Mr. Ryan Coogler. I mean, wow, amazing job. He got, LT, I think you were saying like 100 on Rotten Tomatoes. That's never been done. I've heard gentlemen at Comic-Con, who said that this is the best Marvel film ever. And some people are saying that this is the best cinematic film ever. And to get compliments like that is just amazing, amazing. So shout out to that young black man who directed this film, okay? All right, let's go ahead and let's hear from the Biz Doc real quick, and let's go ahead and hear from the rest of the crew before we go into one-on-one with IB. How have you enjoyed tonight's show, sir?
I have thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. It kind of reminds me of a laser, and it was a prism that was just, the laser hit the prism
awesome.
And different facets
awesome.
Came off. And I just think that it was it's really a brilliance that's going to be able to hit the airwaves and continue to shine for, like you said, for many months to come. I think that this is
Absolutely.
Just a nice rebirth, and it's just something that's
Absolutely.
Setting the tone for a lot more things that's going to take place.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. For you all to stay connected with us, you have to go to Facebook to hashtag IAmMeRadio, and also to be able to get in touch with us about any suggestions or questions or anything like that, you have to email us at simplyib@gmail.com, okay? simplyib@gmail.com, and that was the Biz Doc with Biz Talk. Let's go ahead and see if we can hear from, let's see if we still have Click 32. How did you enjoy tonight's show so far?
Loved it. I mean,
awesome.
When
awesome.
We said new,
awesome.
That's all I can say. People might
awesome.
Not want to admit it, but see, I feel like we right up there with the Black Panther.
Y'all hear the crowd? We can't go against the crowd, can we? Can we go against the crowd?
Hey.
Y'all heard it here. But, you know, that's where it all starts. You know, when Black Panther was written, when Stan Lee and his partner wrote this almost 50-plus years ago, they probably had no idea of what it would be today. And, you know, people can say what they want to say, but, yes, Stan Lee was a white man who wrote about a black character and a black kingdom, but he did it in a way that highlighted and enhanced who we were, and we shouldn't be mad about that. Anybody who takes us, and you know, about time somebody of another race or culture does that, right? We can do it too.
Yes.
But we're always
yes.
talking about, well, it ain't always all white or all black. It doesn't matter. It puts us in the best light possible, and I'm so proud of that. So I'm glad you enjoyed tonight's show. Once again, everybody, that's Click 32, and if you want to continue to follow Smash, you got to go to Facebook at hashtag IAmMeRadio. And you'll be able to get more of single. Go ahead and tell them, Donna. What is it?
SMASH stands for single, married, shacking, or divorce.
And divorce or divorce. Y'all heard it here. Y'all heard it here. And let's go ahead and bring out Mr. Leroy McKenzie, who did the power moment tonight. Before we go into one-on-one with IB, tell us, did you enjoy tonight's show tonight?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Oh,
it was.
Oh, wow.
It was.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I mean, it was powerful, enjoyable,
wow.
and impactful, and funny, too. There was some segments that, had, you know, that they had a little. That was a great segment, too. I think the great thing about it is it gave. It gave the listeners a little bit of everything. It made you laugh. It made you think.
It made you kind of go introspective. So I really like that. And they still haven't finished yet because they still got to have the one-on-one with Miss
IB. Speaking of that, can we get a drum roll? Yes. Ooh. Y'all, without further ado, let's go ahead and see if we can get a little bit of one-on-one. Want to do something a little creative tonight. I hope you guys enjoy it. Once again, I've enjoyed all of you. This has been a great show on Simply IB with me and the crew on Simply IB 2.0. And here we go with a little bit of 101 with me, Simply IB. Enjoy, everybody.
I'm coming back just to give you my love. Loving you's the best thing I can do.
Calling me. Okay, I'm just going to have to send this to voicemail. Amadeus, stop barking. I have work to do. Let's go ahead and check this email. Let's see. I've got mail. Okay, you got mail. Wow. It looks like it's time for one-on-one with IV Amadeus. What do you think about that? Stop licking me all over my face. Yeah, I know you like it when we help people, or when I help people, you just happen to be here. And I know you don't like the word sidekick, but, you know, they don't understand you. Only I can understand you, okay? All right? But anyway, let's see what looks like we have. Once again, yes, I know I've got mail. Looks like we got something from a young lady. Wait, Amadeus. This looks kind of serious. So let me see what's going on and see if I can help this young lady. Dear Kim, I hate to bother you right now. You're not bothering me, young lady, but I digress. Let me continue reading. Dear Kim, I hate to bother you right now, but I needed your help. And more importantly, I wanted to reach out to you because I knew that you would be somewhat objective. I reached out to my friends and family, and before I could tell them what was really going on, I just hung up the phone. But right now, Kim, I'm devastated. You see, you know who I am personally, but I felt better if I wrote it to you in a letter. You know, recently, girl, I'd moved down 400 miles to be with my man that I've been with for 6 years. He called me down. And after weighing all of my options, I moved. I packed everything that I had. I moved away from my friends, my family, and made all the big decisions that I didn't think I was ready to make, but I made them, and I moved to be with him. And girl, I was so happy. So happy because this man knows me inside out like no other, and I know him like no other. But girl, I'm so ashamed to say that when I got there, I started hearing rumors. And you know how we are, Kim. You know me. You know how deep we are, sister. But I had to look. I had to see for myself, was this true? And what I mean by true was he sneaking around? Was he sleeping around? Was he with another woman? What was he doing, Kim? Well, I found out that he was. Girl, how could he do this to me? How could he have me move and leave everything that I know, everything that's precious to me? I've never left since I was a little girl from my home state. But, girl, I moved across the country to be with this man. Girl, that thing hurt me. But I do what you've always told me. Be strong, right? Well, right now, girl, I ain't so strong. And right now, I need to hear from you. Because, girl, it ain't that simple. He ain't just have no fling. He's engaged to this woman. And now my ass is down here, over 500 miles away from home, from everything that I know. Heartbroken. I ain't got no money. I'm struggling. And he was the only person that I knew. And I was the only person that knew him on that level, or so I thought. So I need some help, girl. You're inspirational, beauty. I know you got something for me. Please help me. Thank you, your soul sister. Wow. Amadeus, looks like we got something ahead of us. So let's go into this right now. And let's see if we can go ahead and give our sister a little something.
you know, if I could talk to her right now, I would tell her how I've been through something similar, how I've put all my eggs in one basket and believed in the power of love and believed in that thing called that man and thinking that he was the one, right? Yeah, Amadeus, I know you went with me. You were right there with me, I know, and how things didn't work out. So if I could tell her anything, let me see if I could type some things. This is what I would tell her. Baby girl, this is your soul sister, inspiration from beauty. I'm so sorry. You didn't deserve this. No woman does. Matter of fact, no one does. And I hate that you have had to experience this, because it could have been a simple conclusion to an ending that probably should have happened before you ever moved. But I'm here to first of all embrace you and tell you, don't beat yourself up. It happens to the best of us. I'm going to do this. How does that sound so far? I know what she's going through. But I'm going to go ahead since you asked me. I'm not going to tell you I told you so, and I'm not going to tell you anything that you already don't know, but I'm here to help you, and I'm here to help you move forward. So let's talk about some things. First of all, once again, I want to say that I'm sorry, because I know your heart is hurting. But the first thing I want you to do is I want you to take a moment, my dear sister, and I want you to grieve. That's right. I want you to grieve. That means cry, call friends, be emotional, my sister, because this is natural and it's okay, because when dealing with heartache, emotions are the first thing to hit. And I would be contrived if I said, be strong. Well, we're going to come to that. But right now, I need you to let your emotions fly, and it's okay. And I want to thank you for reaching out to me. I want you to let out the biggest scream you've ever felt and get that out, because your heart is aching. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to try to focus on you and your next move. I want you to stay or to find out why it is that you may want to stay in that city or state. Focus on you by first understanding, do I stay here or do I go? The reason I want you to do that is because if you stay, it should only be for your growth, and you must see it as it being your home, instead of staying for him or for the reasons, thinking that you'll get him back or get re-noticed. I know, Amadeus. I know. It happened to us, didn't it? It happened to us. See, you don't have to know all the answers, my soul sister, but because you moved for him, you must now decide if it's best for you at this point to stay or to go. So you gotta go back, and you have to focus on your next move. The next thing I want you to do is, now that you've decided, I want you to move into gaining your reinforcements. That means calling on mama and brother and sister and family and friends and have them help you with your next move. Because you're still dealing with the emotional aspect, and you need those around you to help with the practical things. Lick your wounds and don't self-inflict. Get around those who breathe life back into you, and we focus on you, your goals, your priorities, and your life. Next, know that you deserve more than to be led down a road of nothingness. It wasn't fair to you. It's not fair to anyone. Be strong. And by being strong, I mean by being honest with yourself. See, strength isn't always acting like nothing happened, because something did happen. Something did happen. And if I could talk to you right now, honey, I would wrap my arms around you and tell you that being strong is simply just being honest with yourself. On the days that you hurt, I want you to cry. On the days that you feel angry, I want you to scream. And on the days that you feel good, I need you to move. And I need you to move forward. Trust me, honey, I can go on and on and on. But know that you're not by yourself. I got your back, baby. I'm cheering for you. Kindest regards, inspirational beauty, 111 with IB. Amadeus,
And we are back on Simply IV, and that was just a little bit of one-on-one with IV. I hope that you guys enjoyed that, as well as all of the other segments that came. We had so many wonderful segments tonight, and I hope you continue to follow and even begin to pick your favorite one. Wow. Simply IV 2.0, guys. And without further ado, let's go ahead and say good night to you. But before we do, let's leave you with a little bit of information.
Wow, everyone, this has been amazing. It's been so much fun. I want to take this moment to invite all of you to share tonight's show. Yes, it will be podcasted, guys. Go ahead and share and let everybody know that we're on blogtalkradio.com/IAmMeRadio. And go to your social media and send that link to everyone that you know. Because, guys, if you like tonight, you're going to love what's coming next. So, once again, tune in every Wednesday to hear from me and my crew. Y'all heard their segment. We got something for you guys, right? We got something for you guys. Soon, you'll be able to join Team The Buzz. Team The Biz Doc. Team 911. Team Smashed. Team Power Moment. Team Poets Lounge. And Team 1-on-1 with IV. I can't wait. I can't wait. So once again, go to Facebook and join #IAmMeRadio. And if you have any suggestions for the show, or if there are questions you want us to answer right here on Simply IV, you must go in and email us at simplyib@gmail.com. That's simplyib@gmail.com. We love you. We can't wait to see you next week. Have a great day. Oh, that's Amadeus, everybody. Okay, Amadeus, say goodnight. Y'all have a great one. Good night, everybody.
Welcome to the Simply IV and the Crew Show. New season, new flow, new topics, new show. So sit back and just enjoy the show.